Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, they're back, and I'm not happy about it.
Remember when I swung the bush? Psilocybin and our brains wide open. Gave you my heart and the Lord is the Leo Queen in the soul stands. Burning with love and emotion. So much more than compulsion.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does your opportunity to get your hands on my bauble. It's massive. It's see-through. It's got my name written on it, and it could be dangling from your tree. And all you need to do is play the Nearly the End of the Working Week music quiz, where I play you a little bit of a song from nearly the end of the song. It's not the end of the song. It's nearly the end of the song. I'm going to be playing this one in full just after seven on what we like to call the main station. But tell me, which band or artiste is this?
I'm close to instant. Yeah, I'm pretty much there. Yeah.
Your names? Your answers? The number? It ain't changed. 8-12-15. Send your names and your answers to 8-12-15 right now. And up next, you can have some exclusive Breakfast Show merchandise.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We are playing a round of the Nearly the End of the Working Week music quiz. What you needed to do was listen to this clip. Taken from nearly the end of a song, could you identify the band or artiste to win yourself a Breakfast Show Christmas bauble? Hoping to do just that is Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, too.
Joe, welcome to the show. Joe is in Wolverhampton, loves the main station, fits doors for a living. Joe, not too long ago, earlier this year, there was a big conundrum on social media. Do you believe on planet Earth there are more doors or wheels? Where are you going with that, Joe? Do you think there are more doors or wheels?
Well, in my world, there's more doors.
There's more doors in Joe's world. That's it. Yeah. Make it personal. Yeah. Take that and make it your own. Very nice, Joe. So, which band or artist was that? Can you tell me?
The Smiths.
Of course,
Smiths.
It was the Smiths. Yes. This charming man playing in full on the main station just after seven. But right now, Joe, congratulations. You're getting your hands on my bauble. When's it going up? Where's it going up?
It'll go up in the front room this weekend. I've been working so hard, you see, and I've been working last weekend. But this weekend, we're all set.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Joe, and thank you for tuning in. Have a great day ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
For once, it's so rare, but I am not looking forward to the social ammunition today.
Oh, I know.
What's coming. It's that couple again
it's
from yesterday.
No,
we can't have any more of them.
Move over the love surgers. There's a new cringe couple in town. Yes, and they're so good. Everyone loves them.
I will keep you all of me as long as I'm alive.
This was him yesterday.
When it's tough, I will not run. I'll stick right by your side.
Woo!
This is their wedding vows, by the way, in case you missed it yesterday.
Their wedding vows. There you go, you get a picture
it's
of it.
It's just so self-indulgent, isn't it?
Like grounds for a quick divorce, that.
Yeah.
It seems like people are saying they are more annoying than the Love Surge couple. A non-scientific poll of public opinion.
If you had to go on a couple's retreat with either the Love Surge couple or those two, who would you choose, Matt? You and Katie. Like a spa, it's isolated.
It would be the Love Surge couple, because they're
hot.
I think they almost... they acted like they almost knew...
I'm joking.
They almost knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And they were sort of knowing with them, with these Australian musicians, I'm not sure they're in on the joke. I don't know.
No.
But they have gone viral.
But it's not, I don't want to judge them, because my standards, like, I think that a first dance at a wedding is self-indulgent and cringe. We didn't have one either.
No.
It's, you know, so I'm maybe they're better people than
exactly.
I am. I mean, I doubt that, but maybe they are.
So they're from Australia. They're very much in love, which is great and everything, but they've released part two of it. So the singer, her name is Rebellious Essence. She describes herself
no,
as...
No, it's
a,
not.
That's her name. That's her name, Brandon. She changed it by deed poll. Her name is Rebellious Essence.
Right.
She describes herself on her bio on Instagram as a shape-shifting starseed.
Please stop, Matt. Please stop.
And then
I can't take it anymore.
He is Aaron Sawyer. He is described as a yogi, battle rapper, and marketing guy.
Tea drinker, all views my own.
And he's in a sort of big white harem pants with shirt undone, chain round neck as they sing.
I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to like everybody and spread the love.
As they sing their wedding vows, and she's released part two. There was such a clamour for part two. Mm. So here it is. This is how it started. This is how it all began on the wedding day.
Aaron Sawyer, do you want something real?
Turn that music up. Is he American?
Their guests are stood around watching this.
Yeah. Our hearts become a line. Your doors love opens my eyes. I am a goddess by your side.
Remember when that's what the voice
I do.
Set aside when our brains wide open.
Oh, please stop it.
She starts hyping him. It's great. Occasionally, you see wider shots of older family members just looking like, what the hell is going on? I love it. I've heard it so much. I'm starting to know.
Is this going to be on your Spotify rap?
It's amazing. I can't get enough of them, personally.
I have had enough of them.
They're not everyone's cup of tea. But I'll share them on my Instagram stories. You may sing along with them later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
But that couple we keep hearing about, who I'm growing to loathe, if they are going to be a mega couple, they're going to need a ship name, is where you bring the two names together. So I've come up with, using both their names, Rebellious Aaron. So, pretty cool now, aren't you guys?
Yeah, great couple. They're the biggest thing to come out of Australia since Reagan, the breakdancer, aren't they? Becoming a social media sensation. I love it.
So, I mentioned that might make it into your Spotify Wrapped. Mm. Obviously, there's an Apple Music version.
Contender.
Of course, the only place to go really is the Rayo app for all your music needs.
Yeah, yeah.
But, kind of, on social media, the general consensus is, when people are posting their Wrapped, you know, the music they've listened to the most over 2024, a lot of it now is like, we don't care. Please stop sharing this information with me. I do not care. But I find it fascinating.
Yeah, I do. You still share it.
It's worth a talky bit on the show, isn't
it? Although I was quite embarrassed. You know how I became obsessed with Chaz and Dave's FA Cup final songs? My monthly breakdown on the replay on Apple Music, November was just Tottenham Hotspur's FA Cup song. That was the most played. It's so embarrassing.
I'm proud of mine if you look at the month by month.
Yeah.
But it is literally, if you cut me, I bleed Absolute Radio is what we're learning here.
Yeah.
Because this is obviously what I'm listening to in my own time, right? And apart from listening to Absolute Radio, when I like listen to something in maybe the gym, January was Led Zeppelin. February was Editors, March was Cooler Shaker, April was Oasis, May was the Zootons, June was Suede, July was the War on Drugs, August I went back to Oasis, September was all about Kasabian, October was AC/DC, month was the White Stripes. Ultimate Absolute Radio playlist right there. Yeah. I'm so on brand. Anna, you've kind of gone down the Absolute Radio country route in a huge way.
A big way,
So who's on yours then? What were your kind of top five listen to?
So Luke Combs is at the top. Then Shania Twain, Carly Pearce, who features on Absolute Radio Country many a time. Ingrid Michaelson, and then Jordan Tyson. And Jordan Tyson is basically a musical theatre star. They need to pay for advertising.
No Dolly Parton in your top five.
No, but she is in one of the top songs that I listened to. Here You Come Again, because I was singing it earlier this year.
So that's the country music covered. That's kind of Absolute Radio's main playlist covered by me.
Yeah.
You've covered off Tottenham Hotspur joint when they could win a trophy.
And dubstep when I'm on the treadmill at the gym. That's pretty much me.
What about you, Glenn?
So mine's mostly fine. But you know, sometimes you look at Spotify Wrapped and you sort of go, what was going through my mind in July? What was that like? If I look at my sort of top five, it's like I'm very happy with a lot of this. It's like Sam Fender of A Stroke, Chappelle Roan, Father John Misty. And then...
Lovely.
Out of nowhere, Phil Collins. And I cannot remember when I would have listened to Phil Collins once in the last year. Let alone in the top five.
You listened to Phil Collins 4,000 times over the summer.
Are you at the stage where your son Elliot starts controlling the music you play? Maybe he's like, put Another Day in Paradise on.
Yeah, like Wheels on the Bus. He's like, no, it's got to be Two Hearts, Dad.
You know? I like that drum solo. Put that on.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time, as promised, for a game of five words, £5,000. And playing this morning, we have Harry. Hello, Harry.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Harry is in Lincoln, and Harry is a roofer. To the roofers!
To the roofers! Yes.
Harry, great having you on the show. Harry enjoys the main station, 80s and 90s. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you use a network.
Yes.
That's how you flick around in the radio app on your digital radio on your smart speaker. Do as Harry has done and is doing. So, Harry, let's get down to business. You've got a Matt Dyson, you've got an Anna Geary, and you have a Glenn Moore. Who would you most like to be matched with on the random player generator this morning?
I've been thinking a lot about this between Matt and Glenn, and I'm thinking I have to go with Glenn.
You're going to have to go with Glenn. Well, let's give it a spin, see who you've got. Here we go.
Matt Dyson. Anna Geary. Glenn Moore. Free choice.
Oh, well, those in a while.
Free choice.
Yes, so Glenn, you are in play, it would seem. Time to leave the studio.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Glenn is gone. Okay, Harry. I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Glenn Moore's most likely to give me, because shortly I will give Glenn Moore the exact same five words. And if he says the same thing as you, well, you are a five words champion and you can have £5,000. Here we go.
Yeah.
Your first word this morning is wrapping, spelt W-R-A-P-P-I-N-G. Wrapping.
Paper.
Yeah, there you go. Pony.
Ride.
Oh, good, good.
Sleigh. S-L-E-I-G-H. Sleigh.
I would have gone for ride for that, but I'm going to say bells.
Sleigh bells,
can you say the same?
I would have gone for sister.
Yeah.
drink.
Drink. Merry.
And finally, the word is work. W-O-R-K, work.
Work time.
Work time. OK, Harry, your five words are locked in, nicely handled. Please stay exactly where you are. The Method Man is in play. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And so the Method Man is back in the studio and Harry is still on line one. Harry, good luck. It's time to get down to business. Glenn.
Yes.
I've got five words for you here.
Okay.
And the first word is wrapping. W-R-A-P-P-I-N-G.
Gotta be paper.
It is paper. It is. Well done. Not like Rebellious Aaron. Not that kind of wrapping. Wrapping paper, yeah. What have you got for pony? Which I think is making its debut as a word.
Yeah, it's quite tough.
I thought we'd used all of the words, but it turns out we hadn't used pony.
Pony ride.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Well done.
Of course, in my neck of the woods, that's 25 quid.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Sleigh. S-L-E-I-G-H. Sleigh.
Oh, there's two. Bells.
That's the one.
Because you'd already done right. Yeah,
excellent work.
Very well, isn't it?
Three out of five. Oh. Just two words remaining. Glenn, what have you got for drink?
Eat.
Yeah.
No.
Drink water.
Never have got this. You could go all day. I don't think you'd ever say it.
Well, don't have a go at Harry. He's still on the line. He's right there.
Sorry, Harry.
Kidding me. The man's going to be on a roof, so have some respect.
I was trying to be festive.
Yeah.
Drink merry. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Drink merry. I mean,
sorry, no offence.
Yeah.
But that's,
don't you start
insane.
As well. and finally, let's see if we can make it four out of five. What have you got for work?
Shy.
Work time is what we had there. Which means it is three out of five. It means we wish you a happy day ahead, Harry. Thanks for tuning
Thank
in on
much.
The main station, 80s and 90s. We'll speak to you again soon.
Cheers. Cheers, then. Bye-bye.
Well done, my friend. So this means we're going again tomorrow. If you would like to play Five Words, Five Grand, simply text your name right now to 81215. You need to be available to play live tomorrow, as I say, at 7:30 a.m.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Thanks for joining us here on The Breakfast Show, the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits with 9 different playlists. And a real nice way of demonstrating some of the music we have coming up is a game of Beat the Intro, which I know you love playing along with at home or at work or on your commute. That, of course, is if Glenn gives any of us a chance to play.
I do lose. I've lost quite a lot this year, actually. I'd say I've lost a yard of pace.
Yeah, you want that new contract, but you're over 30. He's the Mo Salah of the Breakfast Show. So basically, your names are your buzzers. If there's other people around you right now, that's how you buzz in. That's how you get their first team. The same applies to you, of course. You will, as always, be awarded a point if you can identify the band or artist, and a point for the name of the song. And our first round of Beat the Intro is inspired by my six-year-old daughter. Sorry, I stumbled on that because she's 6 actually today.
Oh, right.
Happy birthday, darling.
Yeah, so, she's my 6-year-old daughter. She said she wanted a bedroom inspired by Victoria's Secret.
Yes.
Which is something she'd learned during some screen time that Daddy had given her. Yeah. So what we're doing is we've got a retail special here. Round one. All of these songs, all bands, all artists are somehow linked to shopping and retail.
Songs about TK Maxx.
And we begin with this.
Glenn.
Matt.
Glenn.
Brimful of Asher by...
Matt. Ready to Steal.
Oh, my God, what
Matt's
are they called?
Ready to Steal. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I forgot the name.
Corner Shop.
Corner Shop,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You forgot the bit that was linked to retail.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to order a brimful, please.
So, Matt, you got a point?
Yes.
Glenn, you got a point? 45. As we move into this.
Oh.
Glenn.
Matt.
Oh, yes. No. What?
Pet Shop Boys. Yeah. Shopping.
No.
S-H-O-P-P-I-N. No.
No. Do you want to steal for the song title?
West End Girls.
It is.
Oh, no. I got the band.
Yeah, you got the band. You got a point each again. Oh, I forgot how much I love this song.
It's great. They're great.
Although I'll never listen to it outside of here, because if you should look at my Wrapped, all I seem to listen to is Oasis, just constantly, 24/7. Okay, what about this one? Again, retail.
Glenn. Is it Hip to Be Square?
It is not Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis and the News. No.
Matt, I think it's Madonna, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It is Madonna.
Can we hear a little bit more of it?
Oh, my God.
Glenn's frozen out.
Glenn is frozen out. Anna.
Oh, Material Girl.
Is correct.
Come on.
Early Madge. My favourite kind of Madge.
The best kind.
I do think my favourite Madonna song is Borderline, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
And finally... Glenn, this person was on your Wrapped.
Really?
Anna Phil Collins.
It is not Phil Collins, but I'm not going to freeze you out because it was a good joke. Here we go. Stop.
Glenn. Is it Sam Fender?
It's Sam Fender.
It is Sam Fender.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's the retail connection?
I don't know. Did he used to work at Matalan? I don't know.
Matt, do you want to have a go?
No, Anna. I don't know the name of the
Pound Shop Kardashians. Okay, so after that, Anna, yet to score. Glenn, you have 3 points. Mm. Matt, you've got 4.
Yes, he is rusty. Glenn is rusty.
See?
He's got
4. Really winding
I might
down
take him out of my fantasy to football team. I don't know what to do.
Used to captain him every week.
Okay, coming up next, we have another 4 intros for you to beat.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
If you're just joining us, well, we're playing Beat the Intro. Matt's in the lead with 4 points. Glenn's got 3. Anna's yet to score. And round 2 is a nod to yesterday's listener, Jane, who handed in her cool badge. Good morning once again, Jane. After attending a Jamie T gig with her daughter, her bedtime reminder on her phone went off before Jamie T had even got to the stage.
a tragic badge.
So round two is a bedtime special. All of these songs, band or artists are somehow linked to sleeping in one way or another. And this is your first intro.
Glenn. R.E.M. Sidewinder sleeps tonight.
Correct.
That's good. He's back. Matt.
Glenn.
Matt.
Oh, what were they called again? Dreaming of You.
Correct.
I can't remember the name of the band.
Can I steal?
Can I steal, please?
Can I steal, please?
Yeah, you can steal,
it. It is the Scouse Band. It's the Coral.
I used to love the Coral.
I hope I'm feeling litigious this morning.
Complete the words. The Scouse Band.
When people think
Scouse Band, there's only one band they think of, and it's the Coral.
Let me just quickly check radio fail, see if Matt's made it on there today. It's all fine. It's all good. Right, let's, dear. Hang on, the Coral are calling.
I forgot where I was for a second.
Yeah, the Coral are calling. Yeah. They're at the garage. They want to know if we're any snacks.
They just texted peace and love. Peace and love.
Right, okay, here we go. Up next.
Matt.
Oh, Glenn.
Wait, Glenn. A second. It's Keen and Bedshakes.
Oh, yes. It's your hairspiration.
Yes.
Got anything derogatory to say about Keen or?
No, just the Coral today.
They look great.
Yeah. They are great. I'm not saying anything bad about the Coral. I'm a big fan.
I think their lawyers will be the judge of that. Oh, I love this song. What way of taking the sheen off the fact you're winning your first ever big intro?
I can't believe it.
And finally,
Glenn. Green Day Wake Me Up in September.
Yes. Oh, he's taking it. The last one. Unbelievable.
That means Anna didn't score any points.
Well, you all heard my Spotify rap.
No, there's nothing on there, was there?
No.
Can we do a country music?
Yeah, we should do an Anna special.
Yeah, we'll do a country special. Thank you. So that's a good idea, actually. Matt, you got 7. Glenn, you are the winner again with 8 points. Get in there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time to talk Whamageddon. Now, as you know, the object of this challenge is to go as long as possible without hearing Wham's Last Christmas. The challenge started on December 1st. It ends at midnight on Christmas Eve. Only the original version of the song counts, so covers and remixes are fine. The moment you hear the song and you recognise it, you have been whammed. You cannot deliberately wham another individual. Don't be that guy. As soon as you get whammed, let us know at 8:12:15 on the text or slip into my DMs on Instagram. Now, rule 3 led me to having a little think. And yesterday I bought you the world premiere of something truly special. And in case you missed it, I want to play it to you again. We first became aware of the work of Fernando Ufre through Matt Dyson's Social Ammunition. And he does covers of big songs as Cartman from South Park.
Yes.
And I reached out to him and got him to do it for us to enjoy. And you know what?
I love this.
He's delivered.
Hey, Dave. This is Fernando,
a.k.a. the Singing Cartman. And this is my rendition of Wham's Last Christmas for the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. You guys! Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, gave it away. This year, too, save me from town. I give it to someone special.
He's got a whole album, just search him out.
Hey, Dave.
Follow him on the socials. Coming up next here on The Breakfast Show.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
We'll hear tales of how you have been whammed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, as promised, it is now time to hear your tales of being whammed. It is happening up and down and around the land. It is so brave of you to let us know what happened so maybe others can avoid your fate. Matt, of course, is already out. Yeah. Myself, Anna and Glenn are still in Whamageddon. Unfortunately, though, the same cannot be said for Jonathan, who says, Dave, my wife and I got a whamming at the sausage stand at the Good Food Festival at Royal William Yard in Plymouth. Embarrassed to be whammed in front of so many other sausage fans. Fuming. Says Jonathan. Sorry, Jonathan. Morning, Dave. Morning, team. Danny here. My story starts Sunday when myself and my parents spent all day Christmas shopping in markets, blessed with good fortune to avoid a public whamming. I then got home and started playing some normal music through Alexa. I did not ask for Christmas songs. I then sat there decorating the tree, so you can imagine my surprise when I was kneeling at the foot of the tree and got a whamming whilst I had a handful of baubles. No, stop, please stop, I yelled, but it was too late. I took a whamming and I hated every single second of it. That's from Danny.
Sometimes happens when you least expect it. Yeah,
well, actually, that leads us nicely into this from Laura. Dave, I got whammed at the end of a transatlantic flight at 5:50 a.m. on the 1st of December. We had just landed at Heathrow from New York. The seatbelt sign had been switched off. I rose from my chair in row 34 to retrieve my coat and bag when the music kicked in. Bleary-eyed after travelling for 19 hours all the way from Panama. I didn't realise what was happening at first. People around me were smiling at the Christmas music. And it clicked. It wasn't just Christmas music. It was last Christmas. I was whammed in a pressurised cabin amongst hundreds of other innocent passengers.
Horrible.
Sorry, Laura. Dave, my wife was on hold to EE on loudspeaker. The hold music has now changed to their Christmas playlist. The fear of what might happen, I hurried her up the stairs. But when she got through, I thought I was safe. She was speaking to somebody. But then she was put back on hold. And the next song on the playlist, you've guessed it, Wham. Giving me and my wife a good whamming down the phone was George Michael. The heartbreak of getting whammed by your network provider will never leave me. From Daniel. And finally, this was a text message. Some years ago, you may remember, I'm going to use the word starred in Only Fools and Horses, West End musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who could forget?
A very talented actor by the name of Tom Bennett. You would have seen him in so many
phone
things.
Phone Shop.
Phone Shop, of course. He was also Del Boy. Yes. In Only Fools and Horses, the musical. And he texted me at 14:52 yesterday afternoon. There's a few swear words at the beginning. I'll spare his blushes. He got whammed. He was listening to a different radio station. Tom points out, in his defence, it was a hire car, which only seems to receive a signal for Sussex-based radio stations. Then he asked, do you have an Absolute Radio Sussex? Which, unfortunately, we don't. He sends his love to the team. One of the great actors there, Tom Bennett, whammed in a hire car. I just don't like to see it, do you? Get in touch if you get whammed. The number 81215, or get in touch on my Instagram.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Looking back over 2024 and sharing with you some of my favourite moments, this is Breakfast Show Wrapped. And right now, well, one of the most talked about events of 2024 was, of course, the Willy Wonka experience, which happened in Glasgow and just became famous all around the world for, quite frankly, being rubbish and nothing like the advertised product. And we were fortunate enough to have a listener on the inside. This is what happened when we had an exclusive conversation with Irene. So last weekend at a warehouse in Glasgow, it was Willy's chocolate experience. But what I really wanted was to be joined on the show by somebody who was actually there, an eyewitness account.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the show, booked in the 10:15 a.m. slot, Irene's here. Good morning, Irene.
Good
Good morning.
Oh, so Irene, jealous. Welcome to the show. This is incredible.
Irene was part of history.
I mean, honestly, you were there, Irene. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
What was the depressed Oompa Loompa like?
Let's get stress cut straight to the chase. Yeah. Did you see the moody Oompa Loompa lady behind the bar?
We did, yeah. There were two of them. She wasn't behind the bar when I saw her. She was giving out a picking mix to the kids, but looked equally unhappy then, yeah.
And your children are Owen and Emma, I believe, 8 and 4. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yep.
So, I mean, let's start with the 8-year-old. What did little Owen make of the whole thing?
So I think, I mean, I was really excited because of all, you know, it's my favourite childhood movie. We're all big fans. You know, we tried to make the most of it. We laughed it off. There was a few comments like he was, you know, making names up for the Oompa Loompas, and the chocolate river was essentially a wooden board with like hundreds and thousands painted on it. And yeah, honestly, guys, you couldn't write it. It was, it was really that bad.
It was so bad, it was good.
Yeah, exactly. It became laughable.
Right.
He just kind of walked about with this look of confusion on his face as if to say, what on earth have you brought me to? Like,
hang on a second, Mum. This is your favourite movie. So I've got to ask you, I mean, the big question on everybody's lips right now is, did you and the family, during your experience in that warehouse in Glasgow, thanks to Willie, did you get to meet the unknown?
Yes, we met the unknown.
What was your experience like with the unknown? Was he, she, it, everything we've read about?
It was the most bizarre thing, and not part of Willy Wonka.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast,
Absolute Radio.
And just like that, Thursday morning's edition of the Breakfast Show is finished. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. You can listen back again on demand in the Rayo app, or of course the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast will be with you wherever you get your pods from shortly. But Matt, what are we going to call it? Move over, love surgers. There's a new couple in town. Put another day in paradise on Dad. Rebellious Aaron and shape-shifting Starseed.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of it is devoted to our new favourite social ammo cringe couple at the moment. And I must say, I love them. So maybe in honour of them, it should be shape-shifting Starseed.
Okay, to find out why that is in honour of them, you're going to need to listen back to the show, as I say, in the Rayo app or on the latest edition of the Daily Podcast. Up next, across all 9 of our playlists, we will continue the no repeat guarantee, and you'll get the details you need to enter our Christmas cash countdown. Tomorrow is the day we guarantee to give one person £512,000. And speaking of tomorrow, we'll be back with you then at 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.